down, be quiet.
Sit down, be quiet.
Sit down, be quiet.
Sit down, be
sit down, be quiet.
Sit down, be quiet.
Sit down, be quiet.
Sit down, be
listen, I'm just trying to help you guys, okay? I'm not out here being a bitch, complaining about everything that you do that's annoying, just for shits and giggles. The dating world has become so screwed up that I think it's important that you listen when people say, hey, I don't necessarily like that thing. And it's not going to be the same for everybody. I get it. But I'm different than most people in just about every way. And I'm not doing it to try to be different. I just am different. So, you know, it just, I do my best to help people along the way, but I'm not typical. You can't do typical things with me. Like, you can't. You're not going to get a good response. I'm just going to stop responding. But that means, like, I'm not just talking dating. Like, I'm talking about everything. Friendships, work relationships, everything. Like, I view the world differently. So that's why I started this podcast. Because I know that I'm not alone. I'm not the only one who views things this way. I'm sure that they're more rare than typical people that view things the typical way. I don't know. And I don't even know what that looks like because I don't understand it. I can only speak from my experience. But as a person, I require a lot more depth than a lot of people. And I'm not saying that people are in the shallow end. I view things differently. I think of things differently. I have come to describe it as the long way around. And if that makes sense to you, that's great. I'm glad to know that I'm not alone, but I look at the bigger picture. I think about how things once were, and sometimes I miss it because, you know, we had, things were just so much more simple. And even though things have been simplified, it's almost like they've become more difficult now, and it just doesn't make any sense. It's unfortunate because people are so disconnected and they don't even know how to hold a decent conversation. It doesn't make sense to me because it's like, how did we lose our ability to have conversations? When did that happen? Why is it so hard for people to understand how conversations work? You know, I posted a TikTok today about just why people think it's a good idea to ask somebody what they're doing all day long. Like, since when did that become a way to have a conversation? Like, why are you asking me what I'm doing all day long? Like, it's, you know, the WYD or whatever. And it's never followed up with, you know, because I would like to know if you have spare time because I'd like to hang out. It's literally just asking me what I'm doing. And I don't know who's answering that question all day long, but like, it's none of your business what I'm doing. And it's weird to me that those are the things we want to talk about, what I'm doing. Like, why are you messaging me? Why are you trying to have a conversation with me? Who are you? And you know what really cracks me up about people trying to date people on TikTok, even though it's not a dating app? Right? You understand that TikTok is not a dating app, nor is Instagram or Facebook, unless you're on Facebook dating, which I am not. Anyways, what cracks me up about people trying to date on TikTok is I will get messages from men that literally have nothing in their profile. Nothing. Zero. No pictures of them. Nothing about their lives. Like, maybe their name. Maybe their age. Maybe. But probably not. What do you want me to do with that? And then your DMs consist of WYD or good morning, beautiful, or some other thing that makes me yawn. I literally know nothing about you. I have absolutely nothing to go on. There's no pictures. There's no videos. There's nothing about your life. Sometimes it's user number 3456, blah, 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 blah. I don't know your real name. I don't know where you are. Like, can I get something? And then people wonder why I don't respond well when they're like, yo, what's up? What do you mean? Who are you? You could be some woman living down the street from me who got bored one day and decided to fuck with me. Like, I have absolutely nothing to go on, and yet you're trying to use TikTok as a dating app? You know, and I actually had a guy message me and was like, hey, I'd like to take you out sometime. And I'm like, cool, who are you? Because he literally had nothing but like weird videos that had nothing to do with him in his profile. And his reasoning was, oh, well, that's what happens when you shitpost online and work for the government. Okay, I don't care. How am I supposed to know if I'm going to like you if I don't know your name, how old you are, or what you look like? Why are you messaging me when I have literally nothing to go on? And eventually he got the clue and put a couple of videos up of him, and we talked for a couple of days, and this was like a month later. And I very quickly discovered that he is not for me, and that's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with him. It's just, he's just not my type of person. And I knew that we were not compatible, but I would have known that a month ago if I had anything to go on. And it's stuff like that that I'm like, huh? I don't know. Like, it's like, even if you were on a dating app, you would have information in your profile. And people would be able to swipe in the correct direction as to whether or not they were interested. But somehow you expect me to be interested in you when there is absolutely nothing in your profile. Like, I have no way to go be a detective and see if you're a real person. And how does that work? Also, once again, I'm not on any social media apps to date because I don't have a dating profile on any of the dating apps. And there's a reason for that. I'm weird. And I know that I'm not the only one in the world who is like this. I have a very specific type, and I can promise you, you're not it. And I'm sorry that you found me attractive, but I can assure you, once you get to know me, you won't like me anymore because I'm weird. And I love that about myself. But enough about me. Can we talk about how conversations work? If you are the initiator of a message exchange, wherever that message exchange might occur, for whatever reason, because I have had people message me that just want to chit chat, and I love that. I love meeting new people. But the way that conversations work is you have one. You don't just come in and ask WID. What are you up to today? What do you mean, what am I up to? What does that mean? What are you asking me? What am I up to? I'm up to the same thing I do every day. What's that? Work. I work. And then I do whatever else I do. What do you want me to give you a rundown of my entire day? That sounds terrible. Why would I do that? The way conversations work is, you initiated the conversation, so why don't you tell me about you? Why are you here? Why are you messaging me? Or anybody. Why are you messaging anybody? Somebody. What is your objective in this conversation? Who are you? Why don't you tell me about yourself? And then I will just naturally share information about me, because that's how conversations work. And I think that's where we're all very much lacking in this whole DMing each other world. We don't understand how conversations work anymore. I'm not really sure when it happened, but, you know, it takes two to have a conversation, first of all. Second of all, you have to have something to talk about. So in the beginning, you know, when you go on a date or you meet somebody for the first time, you talk about yourself. Because otherwise, how is the person you're trying to talk to going to know whether or not they want to continue the conversation if they don't know anything about you, right? So the way conversations work is you initiate the conversation. You start talking about yourself or whatever reason you initiated the conversation. And then the person you're speaking to, if they're interested in said conversation, will tell you about themselves and why they decided to stay in the conversation. That's the way conversations work. It is the natural order of things. Coming in someone's conversation and asking a bunch of useless questions like, what's your favorite color? Oh, you're so beautiful. Blech. That's great and all. But what if I don't have a favorite color? And I tell you, I don't have a favorite color. And then you just think I'm being difficult because who doesn't have a favorite color? So then I make up a favorite color. Like, oh, blue. Blue is my favorite color. I don't give a crap about blue. I can't even see half the colors. I'm partially colorblind, for the love of God. But now I have to get into all that. And then you want to ask me questions about that. But I'm not learning anything about you because you're focusing everything on me. And you're the one who messaged me. So I need to learn about you before you learn about me. See how that works? The art of conversation. There has to be give and take. And the initiator of the conversation needs to be the giver in the beginning, not the taker. And we need to get that figured out as people. We need to learn how to have a conversation again. You know, you think about back in the million years ago when people still wrote letters. They didn't write a letter and ask you a bunch of questions about yourself in the letter. They wrote a letter and they told you about themselves. And then when you wrote back, you told them about you. And that's how conversations work. That's how letters work. That's how cards work. That's how postcards work. I mean, the whole point of a postcard is to let somebody know where you were when you mailed it, right? So you're telling them about you. You're not asking about them. I mean, you might end it with hope everything is well, or do you miss me, or something. So maybe they have something to start with when they send a letter back. But that's how conversations work, is you talk about you, and then that leads the other person into talking about them. Make sense? We really need to work on it, folks, because, you know, and okay, so I also found out today that a lot of guys stopped doing that because girls were like, oh, that's creepy, whatever. But like, were they telling them about them, or were they asking questions about the other person? You know, like, I don't think everybody was understanding what I was saying. Is you don't ask questions, you just talk. Just talk. The best conversations and the best people I've met have been people that have sent me messages that have literally said, hey, I think you're really interesting. I would like to get to know you better as a person. And I'm like, cool, tell me about yourself. And they do. And then we move on and we continue talking. And I have met some amazing people from TikTok, from Instagram, that are just so much fun to talk to, and we have so much in common. Or even if we don't have anything in common, we still are perfectly capable of having conversations. And I know about what they do for a living, and I know that they have two kids, and I know that they're, you know, once, twice, three times divorced, whatever it might be. And, you know, I know about Susie and John playing soccer, and like, we have great conversations. Because we go back and forth. We have conversations. There isn't, you know, constant, what are you doing? Like, those people have literally never asked me that question, or good morning, beautiful to me, or whatever. There's actual conversation occurring, and I love it. And I appreciate those people so much. They're also not interested in dating me because they know that I'm a dick. But not the point. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, we really need to figure out how to have conversations again, because the world out there is disappointing enough. I can't carry every conversation So please, before you message someone, learn how to have a conversation. Figure it out. This has been another episode of Sit Down, Be Quiet. And as always, I appreciate you supporting me. And I swear someday I will have somebody else to chit chat with. But right now, the way my brain works, I get an idea and I just run with it. So also, you can always message me or email me any ideas or things that you might want to hear me talk about. The email address is sitdownbequiet2020@gmail.com, or I am on literally every social media as SDBQ podcast. So that's where you'll find all of the podcast information. Also, I recently posted a question, an anonymously answered question that I'm going to repost today, asking everybody their gender, their age, and how many sexual partners they have had. And I've gotten a ton of answers from men, which is great. Thank you so much, guys. But I've gotten zero answers from women, and I can promise you that it is 100% anonymous. I will not see who you are. I am not looking at who has viewed the stories because I don't want to know because it's none of my business. But I'm just really curious because I recently read an article that was very perplexing to me. So I want to hear from the general public the answers to those questions. So I will be reposting it on Instagram, and I will also share it to Facebook, and I will share it on my personal Instagram as well, which is pretty easy to find if you can find the podcast Instagram. So thank you again for all of your support. I appreciate everybody who listens to my nonsense more than I can even begin to express.
Sit down, be quiet. Sit down, be quiet.
Sit down, be quiet. Sit down, be
quiet. Sit down, be quiet. Sit down, be quiet.
Sit down, be quiet.